Let's check in on the job market.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Reputation.com, helping small business owners, professionals, and executives monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation.com.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. On Friday, we get the official government report that'll tell us how many jobs the economy added last month and what the new unemployment rate is. Well, just in the last hour, we got an early look at May employment from the job placement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas, and CEO John Challenger is with us live from Chicago with the details. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, tell us what happened in May.
The pace of downsizing remained virtually unchanged in May. U.S. employers announced plans to cut 37,135 jobs. That's just 1.8% more than what they cut in April. It's actually 4.3% down from May a year ago.
John, yesterday we heard that home prices are still falling, and I wonder whether you think it's going to take an uptick in the job market to get the housing market back on track or the other way around.
Yeah, I don't think this is a chicken or an egg scenario. Jobs are the key to housing. We need people who have steady incomes, who can go out and buy homes, pick up some of those homes that are sitting fallow because nobody wants to buy them. They're sitting on the bank's books. So key to this turnaround are putting people back to work.
And finally, what do you think is going to happen with this Friday report?
I think we're seeing job creation now on a sustained basis, almost 750,000 in the last 3 months. That should continue. Hopefully over 200,000 jobs will be created, and that'll put pressure on the unemployment rate to go down.
John Challenger, CEO of Challenger Gray and Christmas, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Well, congressional Republicans are heading to the White House today for a meeting on the nation's debt ceiling. Yesterday, the House of Representatives overwhelmingly defeated a bill that would have raised the ceiling with no spending cuts attached. The Treasury Department says Congress has until August 2nd to reach a deal or the nation will default. Well, the man leading the bipartisan negotiations is Vice President Joe Biden, and we're going to talk now with his former chief economist, Jared Bernstein, who left that job in April to join the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. Jared Bernstein, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, first, I want to ask you, how do you expect this debt ceiling thing to play out?
I expect the negotiators to resolve the debt ceiling, that is, to increase it sooner than later. I get that there's a big scrum going on around this, of course, but ultimately the imperative of doing the right thing for not just our economy, but for the global economy, I'm optimistic that that will prevail. But sooner the better, man.
Do you think that if we do get a deal on the debt ceiling soon, it's going to come along with big budget cuts that are big enough to put the economic recovery at risk?
I certainly hope not. One of the most important things is that you don't enact the kinds of measures like aggressive spending cuts in the very near term that could offset a recovery that's still pretty nascent, that's still really trying to reach escape velocity.
Until recently, you were right in the middle of the economic power circle as the chief economist to the vice president. Why did you leave that job?
I was frustrated not with what was going on inside the White House. It's the debate going on outside the White House that I have found really very misleading. Lots of assertions and claims made that are factually upside down. The notion that you can aggressively cut spending in the near term and that won't hurt the economy, or that if you raise anyone's taxes at any time, any amount, that will crash the economy, or that you can privatize or voucherize a guaranteed medical security and somehow that how people will be better off. So one of the things that I hope to do on the outside is help explain on a factual basis how things could work better.
Jared Bernstein, former chief economist with the vice president, now with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Jeremy.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed in overseas trading right now. The Mortgage Bankers Association said this morning mortgage applications fell last week, even as the average interest rate on a 30-year fixed dropped to 4.58%. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow jumped 128 points to close at 12,569.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Novo Nordisk since 1923, combining drug discovery with technology to turn science into diabetes treatments at novonordisk-us.com. by Manta, connecting millions of small business owners with new customers every day on the web at manta.com. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733.
When you think of ports of call for cruise ships, you might think Miami or even Anchorage, probably not Detroit. But as Michigan Radio's Sarah Hewlett reports, a new cruise terminal is coming to the Motor City this month.
Work crews are putting the finishing touches on Detroit's $22 million cruise ship and ferry terminal. The project was financed mostly with federal dollars. Stephen Olenek is with the Detroit Wayne County Port Authority. He stands in front of a corrugated steel and glass building, looking out onto a brand new concrete wharf in the Detroit River. He and other supporters hope it will help bring back the once thriving Great Lakes cruise industry. But as of now, Olenek admits there are not many cruise ships waiting to dock in Detroit.
But my sense and the sense of others involved in this revitalization of the trade is that once one of these large operators got involved in the trade, they would be very successful and others would follow.
What we have here is a boondoggle.
Leandre Lett is the director of the Michigan Taxpayers Alliance.
Detroit doesn't need a cruise ship stop. That money that went to the cruise ship dock, if it went to police officers, I think a lot more people felt good about it.
Port officials expect 2 calls this summer from a Great Lakes cruise ship and 1 from a tall ship, but no other cruise stops are scheduled. In Detroit, I'm Sarah Hewlett for Marketplace.
And finally to New York City, where a woman is suing Chanel. She went into the luxury retailer's 57th Street store and tried on a $10,000 diamond ring, but couldn't get it off her finger. She ended up spending several hours in the emergency room where doctors were finally able to remove the ring without cutting it. Something tells me there was a team of Chanel security guards at the woman's side to make sure Operation Get the Ring Back went smoothly. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Tobacco use in the military is higher than the national average, but with the obvious health risks, why are prices kept so low for service members?
If you just look at the things that smoking decreases, it decreases a military member's fitness, decreases fine motor coordination, stamina, even decreases wound healing.
I'm Tess Vigeland. A look at the bargain-priced tobacco sold to troops next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.